Tuesday. Maishna negicha de kavili of the siv ki yigach negif enamik siv ki yigach. If I negif and negicha he, the tanya we have a brisa pasach be negifa v'sim be negicha. Leimar lacha to teach you zui negifa zui negicha. Maishna de gabe odom de siv ki yigach or maishna gabe imi de siv ki yigach. Odom the islay mazlak siv ki yigach v'imi de leslay mazlak siv ki yigach. Mara points out that we have two psukim. V'chi yigach shor es ish o es isha v'meis so kol yisokel ashor v'le yochel s'besori uval ashor noki and ki yigov shor ish es shor v'yeyu v'meis u'machri es shor achai v'chotu es kasvoi v'gam es ha'meis yechetzu the din of tam. I know that kishor nagachu mitmol shilshaim lo yishmenu ba'olov the din of muad shalim yishalim shor tachas ashor v'ameis yiyaloi. So we have the din of killing a human being where the shor gets killed and if it's a muad then the baal has to pay koifer. So that is expressed as ki yigach shor ish. Then we have the din of tam and muad. Right? With lechayra, there is no difference in the basic din. The basic din is tashlumi ezek. But there's a machlokes as to whether one pays nezek sholem or chatzi nezek. And there the Torah interchanges v'chi yigov shor ish shor v'yehu and the next pasuk is oinoida ki shor nagachu. So it's clear that the Gemara interchanges negifa and negicha. The Gemara says even though negifa is considered to be a tolda, in other words when the animal just pushes with its horns or even with its body, so then that is a tolda. So the Gemara says, Maishna Negicha de Korila of the Sivki Yigach, Negifa Namik Sivki Yigaif. Both should be obvious. The Gemara says, no, that Negifa in the Brisa, tolda the Karen, that's being shoved by one's body. And Negifa that the Torah refers to is goring. So then the Gemara says, how do we know this? Or a record of this is that the Braisa says, Pasach bin Negifa v'sim bin Negicha, to teach us that they are the same. In other words, the Parsha, the second Parsha, the parsha of Tashlumei Hezek begins ki yigov shor v'ish shor v'yehu, but then says oinoida ki shor nagachu. So you see clearly that negif in chumash is the same as negicha in chumash. That's what Rashi points out in the second of the wider lines, the third of the wider lines. Da'ach negifa lab dechifas hagufi ele negichas keren. The lekula meimer da kati negifa ve'ov negicha zui negifa tainer dechifa saguf to negicha ashkon de bekereni. So that is the Gemara establishing pirush hakosa. Then the Gemara says, "Maishno gavi odom dechsev ki yigach, u'maishno gavi veim dechsev ki yigach. On mislei mazlok sev ki yigach." Gemara says, "Umilsa gav urcho kamashmula." What's the milsa gav urcho kamashmula? So kiyigach is said legave odom, which has mazla. So Rashi explains, kiyigach is a more impactful goring, and the gifim is a less impactful goring. Have a look at the Rashi, the second of the widest lines. Kiyigach the vade neskavin a shol hara ubolo bikoyach. I want the gifa have a mashma shemotzu oimei v'dofu v'karno. And the gifa means the animal went after the human being, and the gifa means the animal tripped across another animal. So Adam the Islay Mazla, he knows to watch himself, so he stays out of the way of the animal. So the animal found the person, it means he was neskavin to go after him. But two animals don't know what's flying, so they just stood his ground. So that's what negif is. And negicha is both are goring, both are obvious. One is you receive from the event that one was done with greater intent. Mishnachrina is leimazlav and enoichla misav in gifa. The dechifas keren ma'at. The other distinction is that it's not that it's that the action itself is a more powerful action. So Rashi says it could be that negicha. There's no question that negicha is a more dramatic event than negifa. Exactly how is it more dramatic? Either it's more powerful, or there's greater intent. Okay. But it's all in terms of on the range, because we know that negich is defined as kavon al hazik. So it's just a question of whether the animal was mechaven and went a block after the, or with the animal, saw it was convenient to mazik the animal right next to it. But the kavon al hazik is there, just on the range of how much kavona there was, right? How sustained the kavona was. And the other is how much energy he put into it. Good. So again, right now we're still just in Pirush HaMilim. Right? We're just explaining why the Torah used different terms. But they're both the same event Al Pidin. And they're both Ovais Al Pidin. And the Gemara says, O Milsa Agavurcha Kamashmala. The Muad La Odom have a Muad La Behema. Umud lebehema loy have a mood la adam. Gemara says we learn a halacha now. What's the halacha? So Rashi says, "Agav urcha kamashvul and kra." The Torah teach me a din. So this is of huge importance right now, because the details of what creates muodos and not in chumash. Right, the machlokes whether the Gemara tells us that ha'oda mu'odas happens after three events. That mu'odas happens after three events is the yisoid for many many halachas. Right, b'vavas v'cheskel sholishonim. The Gemara says, why cheskel sholishonim? If I have a piece of property and I don't have the proof for that piece, if I lost the shtar. So if I'm there for 3 years, Gemara says the obligation of proof shifts to the one who's being teveya. I live in a house, and somebody knocks on my door and says, this house belongs to our family. I have a shtar, belongs to our family. So now I'm in a bad position, unless I have a shtar that shows that they sold it to me. Right? So if I have a shtar, eight of these sold to me, fine, where it's a slam dunk, go to court, wrap it up, and get the shtars. Whatever, they don't have a shtar. So I have a chazak, I'm living here. I've moved in over here, it's on my property over here. He has nothing to show. He's a shtar. So now it's his shtar versus my chazak. I have a tiny with my chazak. I say I bought it, but I have nothing to show. So the Gemara says, for the first 3 years, the burden of proof, if I say about it, if I've ate him, that I've been living there for 1 year, for 2 years, so then the burden of proof is on me. He is a shtar, no shtar. If I can prove I'm there for 3 years, then the burden of proof shifts. Why does the burden of proof shift? Whether it's because I have a taina, why haven't you come in 3 years to claim your property? So he has a shtar with a reyusa, but the 3 years creates a reyusa. The other way of looking at it is that I'm not expected to get my shtar as lo mayat.
How long do they have to give a shtar? How long do they have to prove? They have rules, right? When it comes to, you have to, your parents keep their, till everything was digitized, you have to keep things for 5 years. After 5 years, then the IRS can no longer demand that you come up with your documentation. So every society creates their rules of how long you have to keep things. So if I didn't have a shtar, if the first 3 years I don't have a shtar, then I have the reyusa. That's the machlokes, or Ravan could say it's the beginning of Cheska Botan. But the Gemara says, where do we put 3 years? Where do 3 years come from? Sharmud, 3 years. It's a basis, Sharmud. Apparently Chazal established their rules based on Sharmud. A woman has a period. At what point do we say that we assume the period comes in a certain din, and any person finds, a woman finds that she is dam on the 15th of Sivan. She was handling taras on the 14th of Sivan. So do we say that Basher Usham, on the 14th she was tahara, she became tumei on the 15th? Or do we say, well, last time she checked it was the 12th of Sivan. So now maybe she became tumei in between. So the Gemara says, well, if she has the chazaka of bleeding on the 12th, 13th, 14th, so then she's becheskas tumei. If she has no chazaka, she's becheskas tahara. So three events establishes the chazaka. When a woman gets married once and the husband drops dead without any previous history of and the FBI can't come up with any reason why he died. Drop dead, right? No, that's a terrible thing. She's almana, achmana l'tzlan. Gemara says, "Kimi she nechra beis hamikdash v'chaya." Says she gets married again, Baruch Hashem. Once again, terrible thing. She gets her husband drops dead again without any kind of medical history, without any indication of homicide, right? Turkish embassy happened. Can the woman marry a third time, or do we say kalonis? Not the same thing to do. Says the machlekes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon whether it's two or three times, whether she called the katlonis. Right, Reb Shimon says Moshe Amuad, three times. A baby, a family is a baby. Has the bris, and this is before the days when hemophilia was diagnosed, and the baby had a bris, and they couldn't stop the bleeding, they lost the baby. Then they had another child, so they have to do a bris. So machlokes tanoim, at what point do the family's potter from bris? Machlokes with Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says three. Learn from Mu'ad. Other examples also. So the din of it's clear from Abba Basra that Chazal were following the din of Shor HaMu'ad. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon argue whether the din of Mu'ad is the din that should establish the din of Veses and the din of Heter Mila, the din of Sakana. They argue as to whether the din of Mu'ad is the halacha that's kaveya. So the din of ha'oda is supremely, to understand, it's really important in halacha. And this Gemara is extremely important because this Gemara says we have a din de'iraisa in describing to us. And without this Gemara, so we have a pasuk in Chumash that says, Shor Nagach, and the Gemara Darshan, Shor Nagach means three times. Right? And then you have on Daf, Lamed, Zayin, and Aleph, when the Mishnayos then discuss how specific, how does Ha'odah work? Shor Shumud Lamina, Ben Amud Lashayna Mina. How specific is Ha'odah? right? Mu'ud l'Shabbos, mu'ud l'Yomtif. How do we establish ha'odah mu'ud? So this Gemara says, that's what Rashi says over here, that most of the discussions of ha'odah are based in Svara. The number three is based in the Pasuk. Most are based in Svara. But here the Gemara is Megal Lekra. That's what Rashi points out. Agavach Gamashmon Kra. That's why Rashi's stressing this is already a pasuk. However, when the Gemara says Agav Urche Kamash, what do you mean Kamash? Because Baruch is teaching us. He's teaching us a din. So this is going to be a crucial din, understanding a din that's kaveya. How we understand Hoda. Kra de mitola negicha ba odom negifa behema. De mashma noichi ha behema lo musmina odom. Right? However, you're going to learn my previous Rashi. Whether you learn it in terms of the, what do we call it, the how long the kavanah endured, or whether you're going to determine and discuss it in terms of how powerful the negicha was, but it's clear that the negicha which took out the human being was a more substantial negicha. Kavanah, pushing, was more substantial. There was more koyach there. There was something more going on. And the Torah is megala to us. The sharamu la regas ebeimah sholish promim loychoshiv ha'odah legabi odom. The nogach odom v'meis dinoi kitam. Deinim shalom es a koifer. The betam v'harik odom ksiv sokel yisokel. U'balashar noki. U'bavud ksiv gam bolub yumos v'hi misaynu momen. Shem shalom es a koifer. The main erag liyarsha, the loy misa mamish because of a pasuk of tzichos etu v'horgoy biyatu v'horgoy mamish tzich shoyre. Avol mu'ud la adam having mu'ud la veima, u mu'ud la roiges ha adam mishkachas la. So now the Rashi has to explain how can you ever have a mu'ud la adam. Gemara talks about this later on, because if halach is that you kill the animal that killed the adam, how would you ever have an animal that killed an adam three times? So Gemara says slow police, right? They were, they didn't, slow 911 response, right? They showing on a rampage, right? And, Gishaloi Omad Bedina Chenoga Sholish Bomim, or very poor incarceration rules, right? They didn't get, so in this Kolviyad Kishay Miserishin. Alright? It was a slip up, whatever it was. But it's not for us right now, it's a sugya later on. But what's important for us is that the Gemara first establishes there's a chilek between the Gif and the Gicha. Good. Then the Gemara establishes a reason why the Gif and the Gicha. And then the Gemara says, but they're used interchangeably. Why these interchangeably? In the sugya of Mu'ad. Because wants to teach us that Mu'ad la'odam have a Mu'ad la'beima. U'mu'ad la'beima lo'y have a Mu'ad la'odam. So what's easier to understand? Which line? Mu'ud le'yavi, mu'ud le'yavi. Okay, so explain.
Because why would you assume that one category would be automatically making mu'ud for another category?
Right, so now why, so what's the chiddush now in mu'ud le'odam have mu'ud, in mu'ud le'odam have mu'ud le'beima?
That because you're mu'ud for one min, it automatically makes you mu'ud for maybe a lesser min, maybe a maybe Behemoth,
Adam
is inclusive of Behemoth, something like that.
You
have
good?
To say.
Good, okay. So, go ahead,
it's Kalvachomer.
Why Kalvachomer?
If he's Mu'ad for something that it's, he needs to be more violent, let's say, to
right.
successfully kill,
yeah.
Kalvachomer should be Mu'ad for
less. Okay, why is that not a clear Kalvachomer? What's the fear from the Kalvachomer?
I was going to say, because cows get upset at different things.
Right. Because we don't know. None of us know. We're just speculating.
We do know for sure that cows do get upset at certain like certain things as opposed to others.
How do we know that?
Tosa says on Lamazai
the top. Yeah.
That the cow can get very angry and upset because he thinks that his owner is not his owner anymore. He's wearing different clothing.
So
clothing not, can cause other.
Yeah. Okay. Go
ahead. The Rishash says there that he's going to go ahead and kill animals and.
What's that again?
The Rishash says there that he's going to get confused and therefore just go crazy and start killing everything, animals and humans.
Okay.
That's
the Rishash. So Yosef says that we don't really know, right? It's all speculative. We don't know what how animals are thinking. Right? So we all have a din of suffix. We're not sure, right? Right. If you remember, I probably mentioned last year sometime that some when the Rebbe once gave a shir on Dov Shen Ruila Machul Adam, and somebody asked him in shir whether we have to worry about whether soap is chomisik or not. So the Rebbe said, no, it's not really Machul Adam. So one Talmud says, I have a dog, and my dog will eat soap, right? So the Rav said, because you have a mishugan a dog, we have to bask in that thing, can't do soap face up. So we don't really know what's going on in the mind of a dog, right? We don't know what's going on in the mind of the behavior, right? So, but both what Yoni and Effie said is how we should understand the din. In other words, when the Gemara says muad lebehema lahavi muad laadam, that we understand, right? We don't really know whether the animal, there's no evidence to suggest that this animal is going to gore a human being, right? Because maybe he picks easy targets, right? But he's not going to pick an Adam. Adam is mala, is harder. So the fact that he gores behemoths, no raya, right? No raya means stays as a on his cheskas tamus. Good, that's easy. But then the Gemara says vilsa gavrocha kamashvlan. But there is a chiddush over here. What's the chiddush? To say muad le behema lahavi muad laav. That's we're not learning from the pasuk. For keret, we're learning it uses negifa negicha interchangeably, and it uses negicha legabe on and negifa legabe behema, and then it changes them, right? To teach us so bils agav orchu kamashmula that. The Torah is teaching us that when the animal gores a human being three times and took the tougher target and did the more difficult event, right? So we're still mesupuk, right? We don't really know whether we should say, ah, you see, this animal is a violent animal. A violent animal. We don't know what's going to happen next, right? So, the animal now the owner will be held responsible for tashlumen, for full tashlumen, irrespective of this animal gores a human being or a chicken. We're gonna, right? Or do we say, no, this animal gets aggravated by people? He doesn't like two-legged moving objects, but a four-legged object. It's the chomer, the body. So why should he get upset by it, right? The two-legged guy reminds him of his Baal, he's confused, different clothes, right? Two-legged Baal reminds him of the guy who didn't give him lunch today. All right, so he's angry. What do we know? So without a pasuk, we'd be mesupuk. We would not. So what's the Torah teaching us? Is the Torah teaching us how animals think? What's the Torah? So the Torah is giving us a din. The din is that if the animal is a violent, once the animal shows substantial violence, then we have to be concerned of all forms of violence. If I take the animal into a situation where there are no human beings there, right? For whatever reason, we have a township ordinance that from 4 to 5, only animals allowed in the streets. And my animals gored 3 human beings. So Torah is teaching us I can't let the animal go even during 4 and 5. All right, what's the chiddush? I have a suffix. I don't know what's going on in the animal's mind. So what was the chiddush that was being magged over here? No?
I wonder if it's like, because in Bereshit we learned that Hashem put a fear.
So the Ari Shonim will say that. No? Who saw that? The din of Mara Adam. Yes, so once the Mara Adam is repealed, that means all, if he doesn't have Mara for human being, then he, so that is.
And then it would be a Kalachomer.
It's a Hezber. Okay. But I don't know if it gives us any sense of if there's logical vados then. I don't know.
No, in general, the reason a cow wouldn't bar something else, the chora, is because it's afraid of retaliation.
You could say it's part of the bria, and one of the Rishonim does say that.
I mean, we also have that same thing. Like if
that's the case, and it certainly is not transferable to anything else.
Oh, not transferable?
Right, especially in the Mar Adam. That's a possible. You wouldn't learn let's say it's tougher to kill a shore than to kill a chicken. So when we now say wood the shore is wood the chickens. So according to you, wouldn't say it. I'm not sure. So Taisva raised the question, he says we have a bigger problem. And that is, all right, so we have a halacha, not sure how to be magdud the din. Taisvas then says, "V'afil Rav Papa, Domel Kamon, V'shoshen Nagach Dalam Dei." The Muad. And Daflam and Zayin. The Muad La Adam Stome Loi Havim Muad LeBehemem. So Tosfos says it has an eyes and a kasha here. Why? Because the Gemara says, Mishnah says, "Shor shu mu'ud leminoi ve'enoi mu'ud l'sheinoi miyoi, ve'enoi minoi." Right? The Gemara, Mishnah establishing a din over here. What's the din? That if an animal is a quasi tam, a quasi mu'ud, then he has quasi hilchas mu'ud tam. Right? In other words, the mission establishing a din that the animal can be that there need not be a din of universal mu'ud, and an animal can be a mu'ud for certain targets and pay nezek shalem, and not be a mu'ud for certain targets and pay chazi nezek. I could be mechuyev to watch my animal when it's hanging out with shvarim, but I don't have to watch my animal when it's hanging out with susim. Right? That's what the mission established. The Mishnah, in establishing this din, says, "Shor shu mu'ud l'mina v'enim mu'ud l'shenim minay. Mu'ud l'adam v'enim mu'ud l'beheima." How do you read this Mishnah? It's Machleik is Rav Zevin and Rav Papa. Alright, what are the two ways to read the Mishnah? What's the Machleik is Rav Papa and Rav Zevin?
Or?
So what's the difference?
Ain't amino. So mu'ud is
that?
Stop
mu'ud,
yeah. Not
stop mu'ud. So it means that what? That if I say mu'ud le'adam, mu'ud le'behema, right? If I say mu'ud le'adam, the point that Mishnah is establishing is that you can be a mu'ud for some. You can end up having tashlume chazi nezek in certain situations and tashlume nezek shalom in other situations. Right? That's what we're establishing. In establishing that, the Mishnah says, mu'ud la'adam v'einoi mu'ud l'beheima. If I happen to have an animal that established itself as being a mu'ud la'adam and established itself as not being a mu'ud for behemoths, right? In other words, this animal now harmed three people. And I gave it good shmir. I'm a good guy, a good citizen, I gave it good shmir. Somehow, the animal got out and gored three other animals. Right? So, based on what we're saying until now, but we've not been lamaisa, and I paid Tishlumi Hezek Shalom the first time, the second time, the third time, I said, whoa. The first time I said, and the animal then passed by three shvarim peacefully, right? Not because of my shmir, for some reason the animal was off leash, for some reason passed by three animals peacefully. So now I say, I go for a, you go back to the court to get a revision, right? I have to go to court, but I record that my animal is only a mu'ud l'adam. It's not a mu'ud l'behemus. So when there are no people around, I don't have to give such a good shmirah. So I may be able to put up signs around my shore, dangerous shore inside. Right? Keep away. Right? Maybe. I can do my good shmir. Right? But if I cannot prove that it is a it's a peaceful animal clapping other shvarim, if I can't prove that, so what's the din? Mud la adam. No. Mu'ud la'adam v'enei mu'ud. It means I have to prove that it's not a mu'ud for pain. But if I can't prove it, then stumba mu'ud la'adam. No? Have mu'ud la'behema. That's our mission, right? So that's our sugya. So our sugya fits perfectly, right? With the simple meaning of the mission. Elamai, Rav Papa drops the law. Right? Itmar Rav Zabid Oimer ve'enai Tanan. Rav Papa Amar Enai Tanan. Rav Papa says, no. My girsa had Enai. My girsa was Mu'ud la'adam Enai Mu'ud la'beimah. And therefore therefore you can have a chatzi, a half Mu'ud. Right? Mu'ud Tashlumei Nezek Shalom in certain circumstances and chatzi in other circumstances. Right? Stum muad l'adam is a mood of hema. Correct? So if that's the case, then muad l'adam ain't a mood of hema. That means if Pump is saying I can have a very violent animal, but it doesn't bother chickens. Right? Not challenging to gore a chicken. So it's a tam l'gavi chickens, l'gavi shvarim. So Tosfos says, if that's the case, how could Rav Papa say his din? We have a pasuk, we're leaving it from the pasuk. Midigalei kura, that's what Rashi stressed. Midit komashmalon kura, our mission is saying, I have a din deraisa. Rav Papa and Rav Zvid Lachai are arguing up his svara. They're not bringing a raisa psukim. So our Tosfos is asking an aizen akasha. How could Rav Papa go up against the drush from the pasuk? Why didn't Rav Zvid say to Rav Papa, what are you talking about? We have a lemur from the pasuk. How could you have a sugya on Daf Lamed Zayin Aleph that's discussing whether there's a vav there or not without saying, but I have a drush from the pasuk? Why did the Gemara say, kasha to Rav Papa? Such a powerful kasha, so what does Tosfos have to say? What does Tosfos have to say? That's the only way to squeak out of this?
In case.
To say that the Chumash is talking about something that's apparently more basic to the Machlekes or Papa of Zvid. So Tosfos says, Mukhrach to say. Obviously, Mukhrach because Ram doesn't say this. Right? But Tosfos says that it must be that our sugya is talking about nogach shor chamor v'gomol loy have a mood l'odom, but nogach odom v'shor v'chamor have a mishloi shemin have a mood l'kol. What's our sugya say? Machlokes Rav Papa and Rav Zvid is going to be if the animal shows some kind of preference for its targets. So everything that we were discussing before, Effi and Yoni, that's going to be the Machlokes Rav Papa Rav Zvid. Right? They're going to be discussing Alpi Svara, whether an animal that shows significant violence, do we consider it to be a violent animal for everything? Or do we say no? An animal, what do we know? Right? So how would you be magdi the machlekes Rav Papa Rav Zvid? What's the best way, the most honest way to be magdi the machlekes Rav Papa Rav Zvid? Whether what we were discussing before, now machlekes, muad la adam, is it muad la heim or not? It's no longer a chumash. That was the machlekes Rav Papa is in Svar. So you're going to tell me that Rav Papa did research? He would have told us he did research. Right? He would have told us, I've watched 300 Svarim, and once they removed the Lodom, watch out. Right? Or not. So what were they arguing about? How could a Republican argue, I know with certainty, that Mu'ud Lodom Mu'ud Behema? No? So how are you magging the din? How would you articulate the machlokes? No.
Whether the shore needs to show like that it's aggressive towards any other animals to be able
okay.
to consider the call or not. So according to
on the right track, but a little bit of a. On the right track.
Maybe it's about the shore itself versus.
But how could they argue about it? No, why wouldn't they have to be masking? We don't know. No, what would you say, Josh?
Papa holds innocent until proven guilty, and Herzog holds guilty until proven innocent.
But on what basis could you say that? That's not a bad way to remember the machlokes, right? But on what basis? In other words, what should be? If Rabbi Zvin and Rav Papa were now defending their position in front of a Beis Din. So which one is patently, which one should the Beis Din follow? How could the Beis Din follow guilty proof to innocent? Dini Mominus. Somebody's going to lower Raya. No? What did you say, Mayor?
Maybe they're arguing that what's the definition of wood? Do we hold that wood is something that's the teva of the animal, that's the nature of the animal, that once we know that the nature of the animal is
or
do we say that we hold it's more of a chazaka, therefore if we know it's a chazaka to Adam, it doesn't necessarily mean it's a chazaka to the animal.
So there is a chakir in the Achronim, whether Mu'ad demonstrates the nature of the shore, or whether Mu'ad establishes. But I don't think that, I think that if you think it out, you could explain either one either way. I don't see any evidence. No, something which is more simply the use of the information you have already. Is that what you say? Zev? Beryl?
Yeah, when the Pasuk says, we're discussing whether or not we're talking about the nature, like when the shore becomes a mu'ad, are we talking about the nature of the shore now as a mu'ad?
So or?
What are we saying? Is that it's the pu'ad le ba'alo, it's the ba'al's responsibility to guard.
And what would be the difference between saying establishing responsibility or establishing the nature of the shore?
If you establish responsibility of the Baal has a responsibility.
And I understand, but what would be the difference? I understand what you're saying, but what would be the basis? Why would you establish responsibility without establishing the nature of the shore?
Because,
why does that make sense?
Because Shmira is the Mechayev.
So, yeah, I understand, but why shouldn't I, the Baal, say, why are you hitting me with Chi of Shmira when you haven't established I have a dangerous animal? So what you're saying is valid. You could distinguish between the obligation to watch and the degree of danger of the animal, but what would be the base of that distinction? Why shouldn't I say I have a quiet animal, the Shapsula, right? It's gored three people. He doesn't like people, right? But your shore got nothing to worry about. Hasn't gored a single shore. No, what would you say?
Maybe when we're dealing with someone's shmira,
yeah,
then we're less likely to, there's a more responsibility, and we're less likely to say that.
Okay, what would generate the greater? So what would generate the greater responsibility? That's the nakuda over here, right? The nakuda over here is that both Rav Papa and Zvin would say. Can we say anything with certainty? Do we know whether the shor is reacting to people or reacting to shvarim. Do we know? We don't know. But Rav Papa would say, but you the Baal have an achrayus already. When does the achrayus that the Torah imposed upon us, when does the achrayus of having a dangerous animal start? When I have a suffek dangerous animal, or when I have a muvura dangerous animal? Most animals don't go around goring, right? We know a nagchan. It's a in the kavod al azik. Ain't dark. It's a dar mishun. It's a strange thing. So I have an animal, and everybody in the neighborhood has animals. They all have shvarim, right? And everybody gives their shvarim. They're known to be peaceful, quiet, peace loving animals. Give them a day's work, 3 meals a day. They're happy. They don't go bothering anybody. All right. At what point do we say, Habibi, you have a dangerous animal. You have a chiv shmira. Is it when you have a proven criminal on property, right? When you have an angry animal, you have an enraged animal, whatever it is, could be chemical, could be Pavlovian, whatever it is, doesn't matter, we're not going to figure this out. But at what point do I say, me? Because it gored once, because it was very hot and sunny that day, because it was a bad breakfast, because I don't know what's going on inside, but chemicals are going on inside. So now, because of one day, I've had shvarim now for decades. So now I have to start building fences. And at what point? Right? When does a chiv shmira? So apparently, the Torah says three times. What was the Torah establishing with three times? Was the Torah establishing three times you have a significant safek? But significant enough to be machayev? Or was the Torah saying three times you were mevara something over here? So, l'chayra, Rav Papa is saying that muad la adam hamevuad la behema. Rav Zavid says muad la adam loy habemuad la behema. Rav Papa is saying, like Beryl was saying, we're talking about chiyuvim lagabe other people, chiyuvishmira. Once you have a three established a significant suffix, didn't happen once, happened twice. Do I know that, and there's no question, that the obligation of shmira klape other people has begun? But do I now have a substantial suffix? Because I don't know whether it's a violent animal or whether it's an animal with a vendetta. I don't know knows. Rav Papa says, not knowing is machayev shmira. And Rav Zavid says, no, not knowing. So then it's still stoma. It still hasn't moved beyond its previous chazaka. It's muchzik as being a quiet piece of the animal. So now I know it doesn't like human beings. All right. So l'chayra, the machlekes Rav Papa Zavid is, when the Torah established the din of muad, was the Torah establishing that three times creates achrayas, creates responsibility, creates enough of a suffix. So l'chayr, if that's the case, then why should I stop at Adam? Adam and anything else which is animal shown koyach, enough koyach to damage. Or was the Torah saying, no, the animal is still a peace-loving animal. And once it shows that it has a vendetta for human beings, I have to give a shmira. But because I now have a suffix, Lugabe, all other living things. I always had a suffix. Right? I always, when I bought the animal, I grow animals don't gore. They don't gore anything. So l'chayra, this is really embedded in the Granatz approach. The machlekes of Zinra Papa is the din of ha'od that we can say now in several ways. So again, so what do we know? We don't know. The Gemara says we know there's a machlekes Rav Papa and Rav Zvid legabe muad. Muad la'odam is muad la'odam muad la'beima. Less man to polug muad la'beima lab muad la'odam. Muad la'beima is muad la'beima. Right? The muad la'odam having muad la'beima is a machlekes Rav Papa and Rav Zvid. Rav Zvid holds it is not muad lebehema. Rav Zvid holds muad laadam. Muad laadam. Have a muad lebehema, right? And it has to prove itself, right? And to be otherwise. And Rav Papa holds Mu'ud Adam, Le'ave Mu'ud Le'beima. So L'chayra, what we're saying is both have to agree that we don't really know. We don't have any idea over here. So both have to explain that the Sugya is giving us Hayroi's direction as to how to, what my obligations are when I don't really have information. So I have enough information that a muad la'odam is muad la'odam. Muad la'odam is muad la'beheva. That's the din of ha'odam. I have enough information to say that once my animal gored three times, the Torah was kaveya. Now we can, different l'shoinis in the Acharonim, different possibilities, that it's not a coincidence, that it is muchzak. We're not ready yet to articulate exactly what that is. But the machlekes of Papa Bezvid Loch Ayron, this is what the Ranat points out, is that I know my animal is a mu'ud l'beheima. Does that mean that I have to now be concerned about the suffix that it raises l'gabe all other behemas? I don't know whether an animal is a violent animal, whether an animal is an animal in a vendetta, but I don't know. So Rav Papa would say, hasn't really moved from the original chazaka. It's only moved from the chazaka l'gabe yodam. And Rav Zvid would say, it has moved from the original chazaka l'gabe negichas. So I have to be worried on the negichas. And if we want, it could be that it takes a step further, like Beryl was saying. That is the din, they could be arguing whether the din of Muad is telling a person, you now have to be a Shomer, or when the din of Muad is telling the person, you have a violent animal. If the din of Muad is you have a violent animal, so then I have a violent animal, the Gabi animals. If the din of Muad is telling the person you are now chayiv and greater shmira, so then I may be chayiv and shmira for all the possible sveikas, all the reasonable sveikas that has come up. But Achrei Kechleis HaKol, our Tosva says that all of that is Dav Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. That's not Dav Beis Amud Beis. Because if that would be Dav Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara should have said that Rav Papa is up against the drasha. So Taisa says, no, our drasha is a different dish altogether. Not altogether, but different. Our drasha is being machadish. If an animal is mazik three different targets, is that bechlal amud altogether? Is that a significant pattern? So our sugizi machadesh that The way Tosha says it, that if an animal gores three animals, then it's not a mu'ladim. But if it gores two animals and one person, then it becomes a mu'ad for everything. Right? If the animal included in its itinerary three different targets, then that teaches us that the animal is a violent animal. Then we can't say that there's any one kind of a target. We can say if it gores three different animals, then we can say a human being is not part of the Tzad HaShava. That we can say. Maybe Davka did not gore a human being. But once it gored a human being, so then the Torah is mechadesh, instead of saying we have three accidental evident issues over here. You can't compare the two. That it gored a shor one day, a chmor the other day. Those are two entirely separate events. That it gored a human being on Tuesday and a shor on Wednesday. Two separate events. One, the animal was charging out a block in order to gore this human being. And the other, it was brushing by an ox and then decided to give it a friendly gore, right? So, you can't say that the animal has repeated the event three times. You can't say that we've proven anything. Monday was a very, very, very bad day for the shore. It went after this guy. Tuesday, a little bit bad. Not even so bad. That's not what the Torah is saying. Mu'ad. We haven't even come to the bar of having any kind of a suffering. So the Torah is mechadesh that we do say, and this is apparently the Kuli Alma, because this is the Gzeiras HaKasa. We do say that you are allowed to look at the Tzad HaShava. That you look at the event. The animal gored three times. We're not mechalek between a negicha kala, a negicha chamura, to the Odom. So that is a different limud than Lamed Zayin. Well, here the Gemara is saying we do look at the Tzad HaShava, the common denominator of three events. The lowest, not the lowest, highest common denominator. Right? And on Lamed Zayin, we're discussing, I know I have a mood over here, but how far do I take the din of mu'ad? Our Gemara is saying, when do we establish mu'ad? Lamed Zayin is we haven't established mu'ad. How far does the din go? I haven't established mu'ad. Have I now created an obligation for a greater shmira? So that that's the case, then we expand it. Mu'ad la'odah mu'lehema. Or I have an established mu'ad. Does that mean I have a violent animal? I have a new animal, and I define it in its most limited way and create chiyuv that way. Our Gemara is saying, how do I establish a mu'ad? Gemara Lamed Zayin is saying I've established an animal as a mu'ad in a narrow way. It's only a mu'ad la'odah. I don't need to figure out it's not a shabbat. How I define the ha'od is very clear. Our sugya is saying, in the establishment of the mu'ad, so if there is a patently clear way of defining the event, then it becomes a narrow mu'ad. But if the animal has a wide array of events, then the others establish on a wider basis. Now, why would Rabbi Nachman reject this chiluk of Tosfos?
It reads terribly to the Gemara.
Why do you say that?
Sorry, doesn't read that well, I think. the phrase is "mu'ud la'adam havim mu'ud la'behema."
Yeah.
So that means if it's mu'ud to an adam, then it's mu'ud la'behema also.
Everything is good. The fact is, it is the same lashon as the Mishnah, right? But the reason why I would raise a question with respect to your arm is because Rabbi Menachem's reading is we know better. Chazam milam leaves me, right? Rabbi Menachem says that's his kasha. He doesn't answer his kasha. In defense of Rabbi Menachem, I would say that the Gemara in Dechlam Zayin does, according to Rav Zvid Ravien, according to Sumchas, reads in Chazar into this kind of a lashon. Right? Okay. What would be a logical issue between Rav Menachem and the Tanakh and the first Tosfos? L'chor, the first Tosfos is the kasha is a fantastic kasha, right? And that's the answer to Eli's Ha'ara, and that's what forced Tosfos to read the Sugya Shaloi Kipshuta. He's right. He's saying everything is correct. It's also going to force Rabbi Menachem to read the Shaloi Kipshuta. Because the Kasha is such a powerful Kasha. Because you have two Sugyas, the Chora addressing the same thing, one on the Deiris level, one on the Svar level, and they're not connected to Chlal, Apel. Right? So that's what forces our Gemara to say, our Gemara is really a more basic Gemara. More basic issue. But let me just say the following. L'chayra, Rabbi Menachem is a gevaldik kasha against the first part of Tosfos. Because if Rav Papa's l'chayra, if the Torah says that an animal which has gored three different targets is a mu'ad, is mechayiv nezek sholim and greater shmira, then one could easily argue that the Torah is teaching us that once the animal gores three times, I have to be concerned about the sfeikus that it created. Right? Barrel was saying, we're going back to barrels before. If the Torah is saying, Shor, Chamor, Odom, Muad, so isn't the Torah teaching me, Rav Zvid? Isn't the Torah teaching me that if I have a suffix as to how dangerous this animal is, then I have to give the label of Muad? Doesn't Rav Zvid's din come smoothly from Beis Amid Beis? Rav Zvid says, Mu'ud la'adam. Right? Have a mu'ud la'behema. Right? So Rav Zvid would say, even if you'll tell me that what Negifa Negicha meant, Shor Chamor Adam, then what you've taught me is, what the Torah is teaching me is, mu'ud means I now have a suffix. Three events create enough of a chiyuv shmira. So mali, if it's shor, chamor, odom, or if it's odom, odom, odom. So Rabbi Nachum would say to Tosfos, l'chayra, you haven't really explained the sugya well according to Rav Papa. You have to work very hard to explain why Rav Papa would say that Adam, Adam, Adam is not a is not a dangerous animal, gabe behema. But explain that shor, that shor, chamor, and Adam is a dangerous animal. All right, so again, what did we explain? What did we left off? We explained this, first of all, I think we explained very well the kasha Tosfos has. The severity of the kasha. And the severity of the kasha, why Tosfos had to go out on a limb and be machadish. Good. So then we explained, in understanding Tosfos kasha, we explained the machlekes of Papa Rav Zvid, I believe, in a way that's fairly tight. And it's along the lines of the Granat. Why do I say fairly tight and not perfectly tight? Because we can still ask a kasha, what happens if first if the shor only gores people below a vast body weight of, I don't know, pick your number. Right? So now, and then it takes on this bulvan of a guy. Right? So do we say, does he have a taina? The answer is that doesn't have a taina. But that's why it's a little bit of a kasha. All right? But then after we explained the machlokes of Rav Zvid, we then went on to articulate how our sugya, our taste is different. And then we pointed out that Rav Menachem is a gevaldige ha'ora, though. And he says, if we are correct in defining our understanding of Rav Zvid, and the machlokes of Rav Zvid really is that does, when Muad creates a Safek, is Muad there to create a Safek and therefore a Chiyuv Shmira? Or is Muad there to create the Chalashem of a dangerous animal? If it's to create a Safek, Muad L'Adam is certainly a Safek L'Deva. If it's to create a new identity, right? I wouldn't use those terms, but that's. So then Rav Nachman would say, but if an animal, l'chayra, the Torah teaches me that when an animal gores, shor, chamor, and odom, that is, that apparently everybody agrees, that becomes a mu'ud l'kol. So why is that greater, why is that a greater, less of a suffix than odom, 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 l'gavi v'hema? Suffix to suffix. Okay, so that l'chayra is the way to understand Rav Nachum and the first sheet in Tosfos. We can explain a little bit deeper, but it's too late now. To explain a little bit deeper how to understand the Balei Tosfos. We also explain today the impact of the din of Ha'oda de Shor in other areas of Halacha. Cheskas Shol Ishan in the Gemara connects it, and Legabe three times for Akadlonis and for Heter Brismila. Other dinim also. Okay.